Greetings and welcome to another podcast. So glad you could join me today. Last time we were together, I read from Psalm 119, verse 41 from the New Living Translation, which said, "Now let your unfailing love comfort me just as you promise me your servant." And the psalmist, we find, is appealing to the Lord to give him this love, to help him face the next hurdle, which is in our text today, and it's verse 42, "Then I can answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word." Well, of course, I wanted to look up and make quite sure that I understood what the word taunt meant. And it means to mock, to tease, to provoke with contempt. As I mentioned before, the psalmist was probably of a priestly family, and every time he went up to the temple, he was mocked by his neighbors and friends with something like, "Hey, what are you wasting your time calling to your God for? He's not going to hear you." And you know, you've heard things like this. I have. This psalmist stands by God's word. Isn't it interesting that scholars tell us that Psalm 119, in other words, all 176 verses, is based on Psalm 19, verse 7 to verse 11. Let me read that particular psalm. Just from verse 7 to verse 11 of Psalm 19. "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant and a great reward for those who obey them." That's Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11, which almost reflects Psalm 119, which we're looking at. I firmly believe that when we grasp God's love, then we'll begin to see some of God's answers to your and my questions that we have in this life. You know, there is so much that I don't understand. I don't understand how the Lord can take a two-year-old baby and leave the parents devastated with that child's death. I think of a young mother who dies of cancer, who's only 26 years old, and left a young child and a husband in our congregation. I think of another situation, very well-known pastor who had a seizure while he was bathing and drowned and left a wife with three young boys. I don't understand this, but I have to tell you, I'm going to trust the Lord in his word at times like this. I think of so many stories where the situation looks hopeless or when someone battles with opposition from members of their own family or colleagues at work, and the Lord carried them through tough times. I wish I could play you some of these testimonies that I hear. So when people taunt you for your faith, your Christian position, where you are at work, at office, university, at school, you can go back to the Word of God, like the psalmist, and trust in his word that it is totally dependable. You and I can pray Psalm 119, verses 41 and 42. Let me repeat them. "Lord, give me an unfailing love, the salvation that you promised me. Then I can answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word." Now, I wonder if you're going to do that. Are you really going to do that and believe it? I trust that you'll make that personal prayer, believing it in your heart and praying it diligently so that God breaks open his word to you and you live a victorious Christian life, no matter who taunts you or where they taunt you. Until next time, God bless.